10:51 on News Talk 580 CFRA. Patricia Bowl in for Leslie Roberts on this edition of Ottawa at Work. Well, for months, we've been dealing with the drought in professional sports, talking about ways to get teams back on the ice, back on the ball diamond, back on the field. And as sports are starting to come back, it looks like that is happening with limited degrees of success, kind of a tale of two leagues right now when you look at baseball and the NHL and what's happening there. Moshe Lander is with Concordia University, an economist who specializes in studying the economics of professional sports. Moshe, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
One of the numbers that, you're always talking about numbers with sports, right? But one of the numbers that everyone's looking at right now is the number of positive cases. So far in the NHL, in those two hubs in Toronto and Edmonton, with all the testing through training camps before landing in the hubs, that number is at zero. Major League Baseball, quite a bit higher. What is going to happen to ball this year? Can this season be resurrected, or are the Miami Marlins going to drag the entire league down with them, do you think?
They've been dragging the league down even when they could go out and play properly, right? Nobody was showing up to their games to begin with. Look, baseball doesn't leave itself a lot of margin for error. They're going to play, in theory, a 60-game season in about 64 days. So there really wasn't even allowances for things like rainouts or, if we go into October, the fact that there could be snowouts. So they've really left themselves no margin for error. They don't even have provisions in their 100-plus page document. What's going to happen in these circumstances? Does a team forfeit, or are they going to try and make up the game in some way? Or they have no real plan here. And I think it's partly because baseball really never wanted that season to go ahead anyway. The owners weren't all that enthused, and the players certainly wanted a lot of money. NHL and NBA have a better chance to start. The issue is, are they going to be able to finish?
I mean, a lot of people online on Twitter yesterday were saying, I told you so about ball, the fact that they chose to do it the way they were doing it and not adopt some kind of bubble or hub system. Is that what you think gives the NHL in particular a better chance of succeeding because they're keeping things as contained as they possibly can?
So, you know, the bubble is going to work well as long as they can keep the virus out. If the virus gets inside the bubble, then the exact thing that's supposed to be the advantage becomes the disadvantage, right? There's just no way to escape it, right? So the NHL hasn't put in a provision for, is there going to be, say, a third city bubble? If, let's say that people start getting infected inside the Edmonton bubble, can they decamp the safe teams to a third site? There's no provision for that. So if somehow the virus gets in, say, through one of the cleaning staff or through one of the food workers that's going to be providing all the meals for everybody, if somehow it gets in and it starts infecting those players, then they could quickly find themselves in a lot of trouble. Same thing with the NBA. So for now, it looks like a better setup, but that's because the virus right now is on the outside.
How would the leagues have fared if everyone had just said, you know what, the 2020 season is done, let's all revisit this next year? For example, the Olympics, say if it has to be postponed next year, it's not going to be postponed, it just won't happen. Could these sports leagues have just said, you know what, we're giving up on this season and still all survived okay? And I guess the CFL might be the one that I wonder about the most.
I think you're right. The CFL has a real problem right now. Randy Ambrosi's maybe overstated the danger to the CFL when he went and asked for over $100 million from the government kind of in the early days of the CERB. That was a little bit opportunistic, but you know, the CFL is one of those things where it's kind of an out of sight, out of mind sort of league. Unless you're a real hardcore fan, it's not something you think about until kind of Grey Cup weekend rolls around. If they don't play at all this year, it's going to be 18 months between the last time we saw the CFL and the theoretical beginning of 2021. So they really do need to push. The NFL, that's not going to lose any fans if they can't put a season on. The NBA isn't going to lose any fans. But the broader issue is that they have a bunch of TV partners and a bunch of advertisers that are saying, hey, we have a contract in place here, and you have to deliver us a certain amount of games, a certain amount of programming time. And if you can't deliver it, you owe us back some of that money, or you need to renegotiate that contract. And I think that's really what's driving it right now. It's not a real concern for the fans. It's a concern about their financial partners. And they could suffer even greater losses if they at least don't give it a try to wrap up something about the season.
And as much as so many fans, I think, said that they were adjusting and they could live without it, now that hockey in particular is back today, I think people are just kind of desperate to see how this goes and desperate to see some action out on the ice. Will you be watching yourself, maybe Montreal, Toronto tonight?
No, only to hope for a localized earthquake to swallow both of those teams into the center of the earth. I hate both of them, but my Flames are in, so I will be watching Calgary and hoping for a better performance than last season's first round exit.
I'm forced to cheer for the Habs because anyone but Toronto in every circumstance. It'll be interesting to be watching so much sports out of those rivalry cities, out of Edmonton in your case, out of Toronto in our case, and paying full attention to what's happening in those spots.
Yeah, I did an interview last week, and the phrase that the host said was getting sucked back in. And I thought that's a perfect phrase that, you know, a lot of us have kind of gotten used to 4 months away from sports. And yeah, you know what? Life goes on. It's going to slowly trickle back into our lives, and it really is just going to suck us back in. So it might be hard to get accustomed to kind of the first round of watching hockey in July or August. But by the time the conference finals rolls around, if they can do it without any hiccups, I think we're all going to be back glued to our seats and watching this as if it's you know, just an extension of the regular season.
Mm-hmm. We can live without it, but when it's there, we want it. Dr. Anthony Fauci did weigh in on Good Morning America today on baseball, saying he didn't see any reason for games to stop right now, but he did say he felt that this could put the season in danger, and it's just going to be on a day-by-day basis. So I guess we will continue to watch the situation right around the continent in all leagues and see who ends up coming out the winner in the end and is able to sustain the bulk of their season.
Absolutely. And, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo in the NBA was asked, you know, if you win the NBA championship this year, do you need an asterisk next to your championship? And he said, we'd need one, but it's not because we won you know, in questionable circumstances. It's the fact that the team that survives this really is the team that survived the gauntlet. You're living in environments that you never would have imagined, bubble cities and no outside
from family,
travel. And,
yeah.
And the fact is that, you know, with 4 months off, you know, how many of them let their bodies, kind of, lapse from their elite, performance? And, you know, the fact is that if they can somehow pull this off, they really do deserve that championship, because it was in very trying circumstances.
If the Leafs should, God forbid, win the Stanley Cup, I'm full asterisk camp. I just want to be on the record there. 10:59 on News Talk 580 CFRA. Moshe Lander from Concordia University, thank you so much.
My pleasure.